Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The shortstop, Brian Little. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a pop-up towards short. Bowa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Sandberg steals second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner strikes out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham takes first base on ball four. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive towards third. Say reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. Say strikes out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cromartie is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Jenkins reaches second base with a double. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jenkins moves to third. Two outs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive towards the mound. Jenkins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-2 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-2 in the game. Say hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Say reaches second base with a double. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Durham who is chasing the ball. Dawson reaches third base with a triple. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Bill Campbell now pitching. Scott Thompson now playing right field. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Campbell covering, for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallach hits a pop-up towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Flynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-3 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Davis and he is out, Bauer applying the tag. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a line drive towards first. Buckner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Say hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Bill Campbell. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.